Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Malia Cromer of Goucher College and head of the polling operation out there. Malia, some new numbers from Iowa that show Secretary Clinton doing a little bit better than maybe some people thought she was.
So I think the media narrative over the last few weeks is of a Clinton slump. A new poll out from Suffolk University shows that there's anything but a slump. She's polling at around 54% of those key Iowa Democratic voters. She's followed by Bernie Sanders at 20%, and Suffolk University has now added Biden into their head-to-heads, and he's polling right around 11%.
And Governor O'Malley is really still pretty languishing quite far behind, isn't he?
Right. He's at 4%, which is basically pretty steady over what he's been for the last few months. An entrance for Biden in the race is really, really bad for O'Malley. And it's also bad for Bernie Sanders as well.
Well, it might also mean that Biden can be less compelled to get into the race. I mean, the thought was that if Secretary Clinton was failing somehow, that maybe that he would be the Democratic hope. But if she's strong, then maybe he's going to feel less pressure to get into the race. What about Donald Trump? What's happening there? I know you have some thoughts about what his role is at the moment in this really vast field of Republican candidates in their primary.
So Donald Trump has continued to roll right along. A lot of people thought that after his performance in the debates that he would start to falter a little bit, but it's been exactly the opposite. We've now seen numbers from him in South Carolina, and he's polling really well across all those key front-loaded primary states.
You know, I know your thought, and I think the thought of many other people is that eventually, quote, the wheels would come off. But I'm beginning to wonder whether the fact that he doesn't seem to have any wheels is his really attraction. You know, people don't like government. They don't like programs. They don't like taxes, of course. So maybe that isn't going to hurt him. I mean, he's sustaining the momentum.
I think what's truly amazing about Trump, and it's taken every kind of observer by surprise, is that when you see the John McCain comments, you thought, well, surely he would apologize, and he doesn't apologize. And now we see him openly mocking other candidates on Twitter. This is not statesmanlike behavior, but still, the momentum continues. I still do believe that eventually the wheels do fall off. He will become pressed to start talking about real policy positions.
Well, you feel like he's hurt the usual suspects that are running and left Jeb Bush as the only real challenger.
What's really interesting is I don't think that Trump has hurt Jeb Bush in a way that a lot of the media narrative is saying it's hurting him. What is essentially done is made a Bush versus Trump narrative, and everybody else is falling out from underneath. So at the end of the day, when the wheels come off of Trump, you're only left with one man standing. And if I were Jeb Bush, I'd much rather take on Donald Trump head-to-head than a Marco Rubio head-to-head.
Unless wheels are your problem, and then he is nowhere. And so we'll see. It's early, as we keep saying. Thank you so much, Malia, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For Malia Cromer, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.